Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
All right, we here, goddamn it. It's the second show, you know. Tay, you hear me?
But I'm here, man.
Hey, we gonna chop this shit up, man, because these cats been asking for it, and I've been holding off, but now you here, I'm here, we gonna give it to them, straight lace with no face. Now. We, you know, this is kind of on the game tip, Tay. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, I talk about other shit. Me and you be talking about the shit we did. What you say?
I said, yeah, man. We're going to talk about some pimping, man.
Some pimping, huh? Even in the game, even in the game of having hoes, there's a relationship. And in every relationship, they have problems from time to time. But as the kind of motherfuckers we are, or the kind of motherfuckers you're trying to become, we got to know how to deal with the problems and stay pimping. We can't, you know, be tripping on no pussy and all that shit. Tay, what you think of that?
Sure can't be tripping on no pussy. Shit, pussy is the, like the pussy, you got to get paid, not played. Got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to ask for it. You got to send them. You got to stay serious about the game.
All right, check this out. I'm sure you motherfuckers know, since fucking with me, the second rule to the ABPs, you know, is you got to understand and be able to follow instructions. And if you don't know that, then you ain't really been on my site. And Tay gonna have his site, his shit, because you guys know what? This Hollywood's finest is going to be with Tay. It ain't going to be with Tay and Bud. I'm just trying to show Tay the ropes right now. Maybe 2-3 more, 4 more, 5 more shows. I don't know. Motherfuckers going to jump in. But when you do, I mean, yeah, when you do, you know what I'm saying? Check him out every, what is it, Tay? What is it going to be, Tuesdays, Thursdays?
Thursdays.
Matter of fact, you're going to take over this spot, right?
Exactly. I'm going to take this spot over right here.
Okay, cool. So, listen, as far as talking about relationships, we got a lot of obstacles in our way. And we're going to talk about some of those obstacles, but we're going to get different insight than just mine. We're going to have Tay over here first. You got to understand what you're doing. And you have to develop a mentality that's going to carry you through all the trials and tribulations you're going to be faced with in this game you're trying to enter. If you ain't really about this, well, let me change that. If you don't really want to be about this, then you shouldn't fuck with this. Because this is really something that can harm you as well as it can hurt and help you. Now, why is what I'm saying important? It's important because unless you develop this mentality, which is of a pimp, you're going to be starting over forever because you're going to get to a point and then it's going to happen and you're going to punk out and then whatever, you're going to have to start over. Tay, what you think about what I'm talking about right here, man?
But I totally agree with that because what's going on is that, like, on my site, I got so many guys that call, I mean, text me asking me different questions about talking about they ready for the game and what do it take. What it takes is some sacrificing. That's what it takes. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends. This is going to be your life. And it ain't nothing to play with because it could end in one day. It ain't like going on no job. You got 90 days probation. This is the game ain't like that. Shit. One day might knock your ass out and send you running back home. Shit, serious.
Hey, it's real like that. So what I'm saying is this. You know, you got to be ready to be rejected if you want to be a motherfucking pimp. Because all you motherfuckers see is the end result. You don't see the work a motherfucker put in. No, you don't see none of that shit. You don't see how many times we get rejected and it don't goddamn phase us. Shit. Hey, 99 no's disappear as soon as you hear one yes. What you think, Jay?
Shit, I think it better be getting used to hearing the word no, because it's going to be coming. It all you got to do is pass it on and keep looking for that next bitch. Because if you let it affect you, you're motherfucking going crazy.
Hey, the thing you might not be realizing, you knew it this, these motherfuckers ain't going to admit it. But they all let that shit affect them, man. It ain't no if you're going to let it affect them. So I ain't saying you shouldn't say that no more. I'm just saying you really should go right into whatever the fuck, because they all let that no rejection, whatever, affect them. That's why they ain't about it.
Well, if they talking about getting in this pimp game, shit, they better not let it affect it, because every day your mind got to get stronger for this game. And if you ain't no player, before you even start the game, if you ain't got no conversation, you might as well stay home. Because, just going to be in the damn way. Shit, you're a player.
Hey, that's what they are. They in the way now. They really are. See, they don't have that mentality, the mentality that you speaking with. They don't have a proactive, a do-something mentality. They have a reactive. They got to let something happen. And then they'll do something. See, when you feel, you fucking actually feel that dejection, you know, it's too late. Because, see, rejection is only telling you this motherfucker don't want it. But dejection makes you feel you ain't want it. And this is where they at. They don't break words down. They don't see how the words affect their mentality. And they don't see it because they don't like to read. They don't want to know what shit means. They want everything to mean the same word. You know, this one word can mean all kind of shit. Because motherfuckers say pimp nowadays. They talking about a woman. They talking about a dude with no hoes. They talking about everything. Anything. Say, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. What you got?
Pimp my tattoo. Pimp my car. They got pimp on every damn thing nowadays. That shit is crazy. They got people stepping into this game thinking it's some kind of toy or some kind of job, some kind of new job you're trying out. You know, the game ain't like that. Because once you step your foot in, you stuck. You know, the half your family ain't going to have nothing to say to you. They're going to be mad at you because you call yourself a pimp. Your own mom might be mad at you because you call yourself a pimp. You got to be willing to live out the pussy. That's what your life got to be all about. And if you don't believe in it like that,
go ahead.
Go ahead, bud. If you don't believe in it like that, what'd you say, bud?
Come on, man. I'm waiting on you with your slow talking that.
Oh, no, man.
Motherfucking ass taking drugs?
Man, my fucking phone, man. I was talking, man. I couldn't hear you, man. I moved my position. Man, this motherfucking phone, man.
You're fucking around on that phone. Get your landline, man. See, listen. What I'm trying to tell these cats and I'm sure you're going to know and have something to say about it. But what I'm trying to tell these dudes, reactive it ain't going to cut it. You got to be proactive. You got to do shit. See, Tay, what I'm saying is they all want to be recognized. Were you recognized before you actually got recognized? I know I wasn't.
Yeah.
Were you recognized before you was actually recognized?
No, I wasn't.
No, I'm saying, man, nobody is. These motherfuckers
nobody
want to be
is.
Hey, these motherfuckers want to be recognized before they earn recognition. That's why they take these nicknames. That's why they say this shit about themselves, put all kind of pictures up. I ain't really been seeing too much of that lately, but then I ain't been on Facebook lately too much either. I just get on there, post some shit, and get off. I used to be all over Facebook looking at that shit so I could roast these niggas. But my point is, it's very few real motherfuckers out there. And those that are real, that's still out there, they rolling like gangbusters, okay? Because nigga, just imagine what you'd be doing if you was still out there. So
right.
My point is this. Anytime there's a situation that when you really get in this game and you really and truly in it, any kind of situation that you got to deal with, you know, after your initial response, you have to leap ahead of your next response and think of what you're going to say or do. Three steps ahead. That's why it's the game. You can't be let get caught flat footed. You got to be ahead. So I'm going to take this into something y'all really ain't going to understand, but I'm going to have to do it. Because what I'm saying, the game, Tay, what is your opinion? What's the most important thing a pimp need besides himself and his confidence?
What he need, he got to be ready to. He got to stand on his pimping like a damn rock. He got to stand on it.
I just said besides his goddamn confidence.
Besides his confidence, he got to be. He got to be a talker. What?
What do a pimp need besides his motherfucking confidence?
He need to believe. That's part of a confidence, believing himself. A nigga need to be stay in the mix and stay active, stay around his own kind.
Hey, nigga, let me tell you something, man. These motherfuckers are kindergartens. They're kindergartners. The only time you can stay around like your own kind is if you know what it's about. So we gotta kick it with. Now you can change up when you're doing it yourself. But to me, they got to learn from the beginning. And what I'm saying is, what he needs more than confidence, not more, but just as much as his confidence, is fucking hoes. Don't you think that?
Bud, you're right. He showed me the bitch. Because the average nigga right now, huh? The average youngster right now, he got a job, probably got his own apartment, got three or four balls that he fucking and partying with. But you know, when his money get low, they probably swapping money. So after three or four, he don't even realize, he don't have the knowledge to know that after three or four, he got a hoe up in there somewhere.
What niggas are you fucking with, man? Because what motherfucker you know that got three or four bitches he fucking?
But there's a lot of these squares got their little jobs, got their own apartment.
I ain't saying it ain't a lot of squares. I'm saying, what motherfuckers do you know that's fucking two or three, four bitches? A lot?
Shit, I know. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you, a lot?
No, not a lot, but I know about four or five of them.
Man, this motherfucker's lying. What I'm saying, man, hey, what I'm telling you is you ain't believing me, man, and I ain't saying I'm right. I'm just saying where I'm coming from, because Now, you, like I say, Tay, you can come from wherever you want to come from. So when I say whatever I'm saying, I ain't overruling you. I'm only saying what I think. So your black ass.
But I'm saying they got three. But
huh?
I'm saying they got three. But you saying they probably ain't even got one.
There you go. So, Tay, so what I'm saying, man, you can believe and you can say whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to say you wrong. My point is I've been talking to these motherfuckers for years. And these motherfuckers don't have no bitches. 917, what's up with you, bro?
Yo, Rosebud, man, what's good with it, man? It's Quali from Jersey, man. I finally got a chance to get up here, man. I had seen you on YouTube, man, a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I invested in you for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I ran across some of your game. You know, I put that shit to the field test. That shit came back. He won like stick shots, though. But, you know what I'm saying? That's not the reason why I clicked in. These people on this line right here, they really don't know how fortunate they are to be able to just tune in and just hear some realism. Because, like, you know and like I know, that's a privilege. That's really a privilege, man. They really privileged right now to get that.
Hey, I appreciate you coming like that because it is a privilege. The thing that Tay and I know that, you know, these guys and probably you too didn't really get to get was Tay, we used to go to the after hours. Well, we wasn't really green when we went to the after hours. But I know when I first started going to the after hours, I was green. And I would go in there and stand around these motherfucking niggas talking shit. And sometimes, you know, I might with pass a joint to them or whatever, but I was, you know, ear hustling. I'd be listening to this motherfucking shit, and I'd go home, and I'd try that shit, whatever they was saying. You know, the bitch this, the bitch that. Motherfucker got to, you know, you got to make some problems with ain't no problem. Tell you, you know, you always told me, nigga, how your pimp gonna have a peaceful home? Nigga, if it ain't no problem, you better create one. Because the nigga got to be
damaged. Yeah.
This is the kind of golden shit that, you know, I was privy to when I was green. I'm talking about this shit is dope I'm hearing. Whereas now, you know, me and Tay spending it now, this might be a venue that you can get it, but it ain't like you can go to the club and get it like when we was youngsters. Because them niggas was out pimping like a motherfucker, not scared of the police. Hurry, you nigga. Because I got that shit from Shantae. Would you hurry up and give me the ticket, man? Don't you see all these holes? Out here, man. Shit. Hey, these cool, nigga. This nigga to my man.
That's why I think I had a good. That's why a nigga just had to make sure that his car don't smell like weed, make sure he ain't got no joint, no paraphernalia, nothing in his motherfucking car while he on that track to make them really fuck with him because he know he gonna get pulled over because he pimping. He out there. The police can't run. If the police can run you off, you gonna be a broke-ass motherfucker. You got to stand tall. You gonna stand on that pimping, man.
Wait. No, if the police can run you off, you're going to be one of these niggas today. You know what I'm saying? Man, holy, hurry up. Because we got nigga would ride with 900 in the left pocket just for tickets. Because, motherfucker, we finna pay the ticket right now. Hurry the fuck up and give it to me. Shit. What are you trying to ride with? No. I'm trying to let you know we want to see these hoes. Nigga was crazy.
Yeah, but hey, yo, that's what I think that damaged the game so much. The reason why the game got so watered down and the reason why it's really saturated is because that internet, y'all was really going to that concrete. Man, now these hoes, they hide behind that internet, you know what I'm saying? Before they had to run to the pivot, now they can just sit there, you know, post up in another city, run off. That internet damaged the game a lot, you know what I'm saying, from what I've seen. You know what I'm saying?
Out,
I really had to beat
out,
that concrete up.
Listen, man, what you saying got a little value to it. But before the internet, it was the motherfucking sex papers or the massage parlors. But back then, it was all about bitches not hitting that turf. So what I'm saying is, sure, what you're saying is true, internet this, internet that. But that's the same shit them papers, them sex papers, the Hollywood Press, the all that bullshit. Man, that shit was in the early 80s to keep hoes off the street so motherfucking can call and bitch sit at home, wait on the phone. Motherfucker, what you gonna do if the goddamn phones go dead, nigga? You ain't gonna get no money? What I'm saying is, what's watering the game down is motherfuckers accepting some bullshit. Because all any one of you motherfuckers had to do was tell that bitch, if you want to pay that motherfucking internet, go head on, but you can't even fuck with me. Because that's what we tell them. If you don't want to get it the way we want it, go give it to some other motherfucker. We ain't trying to have
that's
it
right.
like that. Hey, we were stomped right. down motherfuckers. Bitch, give it to me like we want it or keep it. You motherfuckers are so interested in getting the money, you don't want to pimp for it. You just want the bitch to give it to you. And that's what waters down the game, my brother. Tay, what you got on that?
But water down the, when he say water down the game, I guess what I'm saying is what really watered it down was like these niggas started making deals, started being scared of the track, started being scared of rich, to be around real pimps. So they started figuring a way that they could hide. It's always been alcohol service and, you know, niggas having their little books and, you know, and all this kind of different things. But what I'm saying is it was even during me and Buzz era, niggas were still hiding from, trying to hide from the game. Thinking if they
exactly.
keep them bitches hid and out of sight, they wouldn't get knocked. But,
exactly.
but what happened with a lot of them is the same thing that happened with that Backpage bullshit. A lot of them niggas' services got shut down, and them hoes had to hit the street. And when they hit the track, a lot of them niggas got knocked by some pimpers.
Exactly. Exactly. What I'm saying is the pimping. If you motherfuckers wouldn't have been running from it, it would still be like it is. Because if a nigga knock you, you get knocked. No, man, if a nigga knock one of you motherfuckers, your life is ending. Fuck that bullshit. Man, I ain't nowhere in the world I wanted to be holding. I never was holding. But let me tell you something. I always wondered if I could come the motherfucking up if I was holding. I just happen to never be holeless. But my point is, hey, my motherfucking point is, a goddamn motherfucker don't know what he about unless he stick to the pimping the way it's supposed to be done. You ain't supposed to make it easy on the bitch. When we bought a bitch a car, of course, everybody thinking, you know, the bitch been paying this blah, blah, blah. Which he has, but that bitch better get more money now.
That's
right.
That bitch better get that car. That bitch better get that car money back in one day, maybe 2 days. Shit, fuck that. Bitch, you gonna ride in it? Bitch, you better get my money right back, right away. Show me you appreciate my pimping.
Hey, it's about the numbers game with a nigga like us. Man, you know the bitch paying us more than a car note and a goddamn insurance payment every night. And we paying a motherfucking
right.
car note insurance payment motherfucking once a month. We got 29 free days of getting our money. I'm saying that bitch, you know, show we making that bitch look good, but that bitch paying us too. So what looks good gets paid more. So you ain't got to worry about how a nigga come on, man, y'all making it hard on us buying bitches that kind of shit. Man, these bitches hauling, motherfucker. And we pimping. P-I-M-P. Properly inspiring and managing motherfucking prostitutes. And then another nigga might say, pride in my pimping. Acronyms for the game. Yeah. Come on, Tay. What's up, man?
a bitch out there, nigga get a bitch a car and get his money for the next 30 days and gonna quadruple the money he done got, and the bitch gonna do it with a smile. They're gonna take them little twos and twos, pay the little car note, pay the rent, buy the bitch a few outfits, But day by day, a nigga stacking and sticking that bitch. So when she decided to leave, that's why I used to catch so fast. Catch him and put him right down. This might last one day, this might last 2 days. But whatever day she lasts, Tay finna get paid. Because Tay pimping.
Tay, you can't drop this kind of shit on this show, nigga. You pulling shit out the vault.
Up to a what, bud?
Hey, this is shit that's locked up in the vault. Motherfuckers ain't supposed to hear this shit. Hold on, we got two people. Let me motherfucking get 347 and 346 since y'all so close. Both of y'all on. I want 347 first.
Hey, yeah, Rosebud, man. How y'all doing today?
We good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, man?
I just want to slide in this little question right here. I know this has been the second week. You not doing the DNW show no more on Tuesday?
We didn't do it this Tuesday because Dean had something to do. But to my knowledge, we doing it. Yeah, what make you say that? You say we ain't doing it?
Exactly. Now, because it was two Tuesdays in a row. It was last Tuesday and the Tuesday before that.
Dean was at some kind of fucking meeting. But then he got there, man. I think we doing
so
it. I thought he was next show, man. You know, he's keeping kind of busy.
Like, whoever she around must have been
talking
to her. Like, they don't want to come get you.
It was 346. Hey, 347. Just check us out this coming Tuesday, man, as far as I know. And then if not, I'll post on my page.
Alright, no doubt.
Right on. 346. Are you done talking to whoever you're talking to, man? 346, you there?
346, you didn't interrupt the show, man. You know, we talking about one thing. You letting us hear your conversation, and Bud asked you a question, and you just laugh. Then that shit ain't even cool, man.
You're going to be in the show, man. Hey, come on.
I'm still on there. She called me for.
346, are you there? So, Tay, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, when the motherfuckers, you know, scared, because a lot of these motherfuckers scared to talk, Tay, especially if you come at them. And, you know, I ain't finna stop. So, listen, Tay, position. You know, you was talking about some shit earlier that really was all about position. And do you, no, Tay, don't be bullshitting me, man. Do you remember when I came to your crib up in off Rinaldi way
Porter
up there?
Ranch.
Porter Ranch.
Porter Ranch.
Tay, do you remember that day I came there? Nigga, is you there?
Yeah, I remember.
What the fuck take you so long, man? I'm about to ask
man,
you out there.
Man. Here I am, man. I had to move position, bud. It clocked out on me, man.
Oh, hey, but do you remember that motherfucking day?
I remember when you came, yeah. You followed me out there.
Yeah, I followed you out there, yeah. What I'm saying is, that was my introduction. That day was my introduction to Giant Pimpin'. That fucking day, because I had been in after hours. I didn't see all these niggas jeweled up, woo-woo, got whatever. But I had never. Now, I might have thought JJ's joint was cool, you know, the after hours as far as that goes. So I've been in that joint. But I never had been into a motherfucker that got some hoes. Crib. Like this motherfucker's crib was. And
Bud,
you know,
Bud, you see Lonnie's crib.
which is where I moved for my first apartment. this motherfucker had some shit. So what I'm saying is, the shit wasn't that impressive. It's what the nigga said to me about the shit. Because I came in there, sunken living room, plush ass blue carpet, sky blue carpet, swimming pool, four bedrooms, motherfucker laid, got the playpen and shit in there. And I said, nigga, you live here? This is what I said when I first walked in the door. I ain't even seen the rest of the house. I said, nigga, you live here? And the nigga say, yeah, man. He said, yeah, man. Nigga pimping hoes, man. I said, man, you living like the stars. Now, he don't even check that I'm craving. This nigga might could have asked me for my hoe right then. But anyway, what I'm saying is that motherfucker said, nigga, we are the stars. I never fucking forgot that. I never forgot it because everywhere we went, be with the Temptations of fucking Smokey Robinson at what's his name? Alan Hale's restaurant. What was that gangster? DeCorville, Nick DeCorville at the fish market, Nick's fish market. All these joints.
Dean Martin's joint.
Dean Martin at his joint. All of these fucking joints we used to go to, and they knew we was pimps. Them motherfucking Peckerwoods respected us. And I thought, you heard that nigga remind me of Dean Martin? Well, it was Dino's. The name of his joint was Dino's.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Man, come on, man. Shit is not supposed to be underplayed the way you motherfuckers underplay it, is all I'm saying. And I'm trying... Hey, 917, say goddamn it, nigga calling on me. Man. What's up?
Yeah, man, like I was saying, I am. Yeah, hello, yeah, man, y'all was going off for a minute. You know, it's 2 miles against one. I ain't really get to finish my whole thing. What I was saying, we done jumped like 5 different topics. I was waiting patiently. And y'all was going to different subjects and all that. Where we left
on,
off
man,
at with a book. Yeah, I was saying that. You were saying that. You were talking about the track. I was saying that it's washed up right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying.
What do you mean the track is washed up?
A nigga going to send a bitch on the out call, man. Get $250 a play, man. Get that back in 4 hours off the rental call. That's what's going on. So it's a numbers game. We was talking about the numbers. Y'all saying
hey,
certain
wait,
things.
Wait, stop. Wait, listen. That's sucker shit, man. That's why I passed you up. What I'm saying is this, you listen, you talking that goddamn shit. What I'm saying is whatever you're doing, you got to do it where you're at. And what I'm saying, this game ain't stationary. If you want to be stationary and talk that damn shit because you being bought, because you got a goddamn dollar sign on your motherfucking forehead, talking about the numbers game, motherfucker, you talking about some punk shit because you ain't being real with the game. The game say, put the hell down. Fuck the goddamn circumstances because when you got to stand up for that bitch, do you think that motherfucker ain't gonna shoot you, nigga? I'm talking about on the goddamn alcohol. Hey, whatever the fuck you know, if you get a problem and you gotta go stand up,
niggas not going on.
Wait a minute, man. Let me talk to that goddamn stupid shit. Let me cut this motherfucker off. Hey, remember, when you trying to talk to a motherfucker and he's trying to talk over you, you click him off, shut his ass up. Because this motherfucker don't understand. We talking about real game. We ain't talking about escape routes. This nigga talking about an escape route. And he's trying to tell us how cool it is to do it. Every motherfucker that had outcall motherfuckers, every motherfucker that was on the Red Book, every motherfucker that was on anything that came up thought how cool it was. And who are they still fucking with? The niggas that was on the track through all that. Tay, go ahead, man.
Right. Them niggas that was running from it, them niggas done lost some faith. Them niggas had to go. A lot of niggas done lost their hoes. They had to go back on their word. Because the way they tricked the bitch, not turned the bitch out, the way they tricked the bitch into selling some pussy on that internet was telling the bitch, don't worry about it, baby. Your feet ain't got to never touch no track. See? And then that shit got reversed on them, blew up on them. So to the bitch,
hey,
them niggas done lied.
Excuse me for 1 second. Plus, why I know and Tay know what he's saying is true is because that's how they used to trick the bitches on the Hollywood press or any other of them fucking advertisements or any of that goddamn outcall bullshit. Go ahead, Tay.
That's just the way they tricked them. And we know plenty of niggas had them old fake books. You know, not fake books, but them niggas had them books, and you know, niggas, they was a crew of them, you know, and to the pimp world, they thought them niggas was really pimping, but they didn't know them niggas was undercover pimps.
I'm gonna mention the name, but I ain't talking bad about the nigga. You know, that was Cricket. But what I'm saying is, Cricket was a motherfucker to me. Now, he had
Cricket.
A higher level of thought about the game. That's why he had that book. And that's why he had books, period, and a lot of motherfuckers, because he was Rolls-Royce and all that shit, too, way before I was. And I'm saying Cricket was a motherfucker. But we all know, even though we respected Cricket, hella respect, he couldn't fuck with us.
No. None of them
fuck with us, bud. Los Angeles, I was just saying, he had to stay in L.A., man. We went everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, ain't about no
it
one
went,
place. This is a mobile goddamn game. Tay, go ahead.
We not only went every place, we went every year, went every summer, coast to coast. Left in June, came back when the first snowfall in New York, we hit that highway on the way back. Stopping in the same city, stopping in the same state. We did that year after year after year. But I think we did that shit like 17, 18, damn near 20 years straight, man.
Every
pimping, man.
Pimping,
being a motherfucking gunslinger, walking in town, walking in cities and states. We didn't know, pulling up in cities and states, we didn't know nobody in that motherfucker. All we was looking for was a track to put them bitches down and fuck whose town it was.
Why somebody call us? But you got the game. Nigga, we had Mike Conception back there. He invented the motherfucking game. And that motherfucker, he didn't invent it, but you know, he was one of them early motherfuckers. He was on the track talking the same shit them niggas talking today. Because he was a gang banging motherfucker, but he had her. Hey, that nigga was crippled. And you remember, you and that nigga was arguing, and I had went to that nigga's house. And I seen that nigga lift some train wheels. He was on a bench press, Tay. And I'm talking about these wheels was fucking three times bigger than a 50-pound weight. So it had to be like 300 plus whatever. And the nigga pushed it. He was on the bench. He pushed that shit. And then he said, hey, they put some more on there. Say, they put some more on there twice, and he pushed it. And what I'm saying is, you don't know this, but what I'm saying is, I didn't see that nigga do that shit. And that nigga say, hey, you know I'm crippled, man. You know, so if you really want to solve this, you're going to have to come get in the car. Nigga, you got ready to get out the car and grab your arm. Nigga, did you that nigga gonna fuck you up?
You saved me that time, cause all that nigga lived for was beating a nigga up at close quarters like that. That nigga would have whooped my ass, man.
He would have beat you to death, nigga. And no matter what, you would have been wrong, nigga, cause he crippled. You would have been picking on, you know, some paraplegic motherfucker. Hey, that nigga might, I know he's still doing it now, but I'm saying he might have been crippled, but it was very few motherfuckers could fuck that nigga up if they got within his range of him grabbing him. Yeah. All that thing you had to do is grab your motherfucking ass. Hey, and I'm talking about motherfucker in a wheelchair. He got moves for the goddamn wheelchair and him, you know, whatever his handicap is, to work together.
Yeah, all upper body. Yeah, all upper body.
I think that nigga might have started, you know, a handicapped fucking karate school. I'm laughing, but I'm certainly not laughing at his handicap. I'm laughing at how that motherfucker.
No, you laughing because that nigga was gonna whoop. You laughing because that nigga was gonna whoop my ass.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And I just couldn't take it. You know, man, nigga, how I'm gonna ride with you and you didn't let a motherfucker throw you out his car window.
Bud, you got that nigga that wanted his own show. You got him off. Bud, you must have scared them niggas, man. Ain't nobody calling and saying nothing, man. You must have scared them niggas, man, when you got rid of that nigga that just, you know, thought it was his show, man.
Tank, well, no, he's still on there with a question. He just came back on, so let's let the nigga know.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that nigga cool.
What's up?
Yeah, man, like I said, man, you know, I can't really over-talk you because you're going to press the button and mute me. You know, but to get back to the subject, man, the bookmark on the chapter, man, you can't put no $1 million bitch on no $40 track out here is what I'm saying, man. You know,
man, hey, hold on, bro.
Whoa.
Hey, don't check him yet, Tate. Let me
I'm
ask
getting
you.
200. I'm getting
bro,
250
can you shut
plate
your mouth
before
I cut you off? Yeah, thank you. Now, you said you can't put $1 million bitch on a $40 track. What bitch you got has impressed you enough to make you think she's $1 million bitch?
Man, it's an analogy is what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying
bro,
is this
bro,
bitch can get $1 million. $1 million done passed through my hands out the bitch over the years, mathematically.
What I'm saying is I don't talk over a motherfucker. See, what I'm saying is this. He said, how are you going to put $1 million bitch on a $40 track? Not
that. Like some sucker shit, man.
That is nothing but sucker shit, because how he know that bitch a motherfucking $1 million bitch unless she done been on a motherfucking track, tan that motherfucker up, and give you a motherfucking hella book she got from that's current. That
right.
Hey, you done told that bitch, look, bitch, you talking all that shit, I'm going to give you 4 hours to get some goddamn money on that phone. That bitch gets you a whole day's work. You say, bitch, okay, you can spend the rest of the day. And she gets you another day's work? Yeah, she $1 million bitch.
Yeah.
But that bitch fooled herself on the track first.
Yeah, bitch got to humble herself. A bitch got to get with the program first.
Hey, hold on, I'm finna let this motherfucking 917 at sucker ass nigga back in. But before I do, bro, you can talk, but sometimes what you say spark thoughts. So when I try to say whatever this thought is, and you want to keep talking like you don't hear a motherfucker, I'm cutting your motherfucking ass off again. I hope you understand that. What's up with you? Come on.
Yeah, like I was saying, man, the bitch can't pay herself, man. The trick got to pay her, and they got paying that on the track right now is what I'm saying. Y'all had the tricks coming up, paying that money
bro,
to the bitch
bro,
at that
bro,
time. That's
stop.
Not happening right now. It's
can
things and homosexuals out there.
Can you stop now? Listen to this, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, man. You're a fucking liar. We know motherfuckers out there on the track right now getting money. Just like we used to. We know motherfuckers on the track in hella city, probably in your goddamn city, on the track getting paid because they know pimping is about being mobile. It ain't about worrying about what some motherfucking police gonna do. It ain't about worrying about what goddamn president is in office. It ain't got nothing to do with what law been passed, motherfucker. And that's all the bullshit you talk about. You ain't mentioned none of that shit, but that's all you're talking about. Yeah, $1 million bitch on $40 track. That's because today ain't paying. Woo-woo. Motherfucker, you ain't got no bonds. You ain't got no money, so you can't have that bitch on the track, because if she have a problem, you couldn't raise the bitch. And speaking of bondsmen, I want you guys to know, I fuck with real bondsmen. And DUI, you get some kind of problem, I'm telling you, fuck with Freedom Fast Bail. FreedomFastBail.com. Go to their motherfucking site. Check them out. Their number is 866-460-0905. Again, 866-460-0905. Now back to you, 917. My point to you is that, of course, there's easier ways for a bitch to get some money. And as far as that goes, it was easier for the motherfucking bitch to stand, sit by the phone, wait for the phone to ring, put some ads in the goddamn Hollywood press, and them bitches would get calls. But that's not pimping. That's you getting paid from a bitch that's buying you. When you pimp a bitch, you send a bitch to a hostel where the police is, where every other motherfucking element of the game is, and that bitch come home with your money. That's why when that bitch call you, got some kind of problem, you're going to break your neck to go over there to motherfucking handle it. I don't give a fuck. But you motherfuckers wouldn't even go look out for the bitch to call you. Trey, what you got on that, nigga?
Damn, working them services. I got to say, man, that is nowhere near pimping. That's just accepting some money from an alcohol bitch. That's all that's doing.
Yeah,
because when the pressure, but listen, that ain't making a bitch believe in you. That ain't making a bitch believe in what you stand for. A bitch could do that on her own. She don't even need you for that shit.
Hey, Tay, that ain't making the bitch accept she has to pay you. That's making you accept this bitch gonna get money the way she wants to.
I just wanted to make sure I could speak without getting the button pressed on me.
Hold on, I ain't talking to you, Tay. We can't have silence like that, nigga.
But when I do that, I'm trying to move this fucking phone, man. I'm just trying to move this phone, man.
Goddamn
phone, man.
All right, 917, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And now I was saying, you said probably in my city. I'm telling people, Fillmore Slim, little homie, Gangsta Brown know me. You can shoot my attribute to him. He know who I am. I just came home from this little skit, but you know who I am. You can shoot my at KP. Hello, they know who I am. I'm not saying I ain't never been on the blade before. I came from the blade. But when niggas is pulling up in them foreigns, fuck that page with Craigslist. What the fuck?
Hey, bro.
What the fuck? And yo, P. Yo,
bro,
Mr. Craig,
bro.
I've been on the blade. I done rocked out.
Hey, bro.
I've been out here.
Ain't no sense in getting excited, because if you like it, keep motherfucking doing it. And just understand, you're going to be the only one that know you. Now, nigga going to know you, you inside motherfucker. Pimping is on the outside, where people can see you, where people can appreciate what the fuck you doing. That hiding-ass bullshit you doing is so you can protect that bitch. Go ahead on, man.
Man, I done been on the blade. I done beat up the carpet. Matter of fact, I'm shooting the Vegas where you at in like 3 days. I beat the carpet up. Now, if you talk about the carpet, there's some money on that carpet.
Man,
but on that concrete, there's no money on
that. What you saying right now is only exposing how motherfucking square you are, man. So please,
man, listen, you talk about pimping from 40 years. I'm out here doing it right now.
Hey, bro, let me correct you. I'm talking about pimping from 150 years ago. I'm talking about what motherfuckers do when the shit don't change. You talking about 40 years ago, motherfucker. You really talking about what happened 20 years ago, because you must be under 30. So what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck if you ain't gonna tell me how old you are. Why don't you tell me you 27, you motherfucker?
I'm 31, man. I'm 31, man. Hey, listen to me, man.
See, you got to be able to talk to motherfuckers like this, and you got to be able to see who you talking to without them giving it up. Now, when I said you got to be under 30, now, that's just a guess. Hell no, I don't know how old this motherfucker is. But was I off by 40?
But you was on it. You was on it.
You know why I was on it? Because I can see through muddy water and spot dry land because I'm motherfucking Rosebud. And these motherfuckers that be talking with me, they can kick it with me. They can't. They can either listen and learn, or they're going to get what they get, slammed, like this sucker-ass nigga is. And I'm going to leave him alone. I ain't giving you nothing, but I'm going to, don't say shit, because I'm going to call on somebody up. 702, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Same old shit. I live in Las Vegas, and on Tropicana, I'm a square though, but on Tropicana, it's hoes that work that motherfucker every day faithfully, 24/7. So if niggas don't really believe it and they're actually coming here, when you go down Tropicana by the strip, there's hoes all day working on the con.
Hey, Carl, hold on for a second. Tay, where did we roll to, nigga, when you came here on your birthday?
That's where we was at, on Tropicana, at them motherfucking holes, man.
Fuck that goddamn answering my question. Why was we there, Tay?
We was there because we fans, nigga, and it's going to be in us, nigga, till we drop. So we in Vegas, we got to go to the track.
Tay, you left on the
That's right.
Hole. Hey, you so selfish and conceited, you don't even consider the fucking bitches. And that's another thing you ain't got, you fucking 917, whoever the fuck you are in New York. That's a New York phone number prefix, but whoever the fuck you are, you ain't conceited enough to be no motherfucker to have bitches.
Man, y'all West Coast niggas be coming over here, and I be peeling y'all niggas, man. Ask Gangsta Brown about me, man. Ask KP Hello about me, man. I be peeling y'all niggas.
Hey, I tell you, I'm gonna let him back on in a minute.
Hey, man, you can't.
Hey, listen, he's a liar. You know why? You know why I can say that? Because this because
he can't feel no bitch fatness. Go ahead.
No, nigga, listen. This whole time I've been telling this nigga and challenging his shit, he been explaining his little bullshit. He never said, you know, I didn't knock pimps. You know, nigga, woo, woo, woo. Now, after 10 or 12 minutes, after 4 or 5 times coming on the goddamn line, he's going to say it now because he know how to talk shit. This is a sucker, Tay. And you cannot let a sucker come on your goddamn show and talk that punk ass shit. Now, sucker
That's
ass
right.
nigga. Hey, I got you back on. Come on.
Hey, yo, you funny with your strategic moves, man. Every time I start to say something, you press the button. So how can I even speak and get into my spiel when you got
because
your finger on the button like you President
because
Obama
you
ready to press the button?
And I don't want
to
hear that shit, and I don't want it coming. My airways.
Yeah, but listen, I hear what you're saying. That's your defense mechanism. But you ain't going to let me talk because once I start getting into my spiel and you feel as though I'm getting in defense.
Okay, hey, he's explaining a lot of shit. Hey, dude, I didn't fucking cut you off, but what I'm going to do is let you back on. I want you to explain how you feel about what I've been doing, which is all you're doing. I want you to say whatever the fuck it is that you got to say. That you say is so sharp or so important that I don't want to hear, that I'm afraid of. Now, if you start talking some goddamn shit, I'm going to put your ass in place like I'm doing now. Because you're on my show, motherfucker. What's up?
Like I was saying, everything you doing, you got a book on iBooks. I got a book on iBooks right now. Too, the same shit you talking about, nigga. I'm doing the same shit you doing. Pimpin', I done did all that shit. I'm telling you, I done been on the track. I done been on
the... I cut him off because, listen, and you guys, this is how you know you don't need to fuck with a motherfucker. If he's done all this shit, What the fuck is he doing on this show? Tay, if he did this shit, what the fuck is he doing on the show?
With a sponge in his hand.
Okay. Well, soak. What is he doing on the show? Ask questions. Say, Tay, what I'm saying,
Oh, he's still right there. Didn't I just hear him say something?
No, but he's still.
Oh, you cut him off, bud.
Yeah, I did, nigga. I don't listen to no bullshit, nigga. Go ahead, nigga.
Yeah. Plus, the nigga was talking about, I want to ask the nigga he talking about.
702, stay off the phone, off the line.
Oh, 702.
Right, hey, go ahead.
I was going to ask the nigga, he talking about he didn't knock these niggas and knock these. I was going to ask the nigga, how you knocking the niggas, you standing still.
Hold on. Let's get the nigga back on here so he can tell you how to do it. Before you start talking, man, nigga scared of you because you be whooped. I just don't want no motherfucking nigga on my show trying to overtalk me. That's why I put your ass on quiet, because I'm in control of my show. You're not. Get that through your thick ass skull. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear that. But, you know, I guess you can't see now, because when I was getting up there, I told you from the rip, I was giving you your props. That's what I was giving you when I called. I'm just calling to soak some game from you. What do I need game from you?
Check this out. He said, what do he need game from me? Tay, now, you know motherfuckers have bitches that dump trucks. The bitch is a dump truck. And the nigga, he might, I don't think he's getting the kind of money he claims, but he might have got the money before. The reason I know he ain't about it is because he on here defending some shit that don't need defending. 702, you just stayed on this so long. You got something else?
Nah, but I was just going to say, you know, like, the hoes ain't scared. The real hoes out there in Las Vegas ain't scared, and I'm pretty sure on any track ain't scared to be on the track.
Hey, wait, hold on. You L7 admitted square ass motherfucker, can you repeat that shit again?
Because, you know, when I ride by them, I don't ever pay for no bitches, but I smile at them just to be bullshitting. And they always do what they do. You know, when I ride by my work truck and bullshit them, the hoes is out there flagging motherfuckers and, you know, trying to catch. So I'm just saying, and they tell the police on the Las Vegas Boulevard, and the bitches ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? They out there, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do.
Hey, check this out, caller. Let me, 213, I see you. Caller, let me say this to you, bro. There's one thing to be a motherfucker that knows something about what he's talking about as far as game go and say what you're saying. But what I'm saying is you evidently verifying that I'm saying the shit is going on. And all that punk-ass shit this motherfucking 917 talking about ain't really what it's about, right or wrong.
Right. All I'm trying to say is that if you could turn a girl, she will go if she really about it, but you ain't really about it because it's right there in front of your face if you really want to know. It ain't nothing to run from.
Hey, motherfucker.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, caller. Hit my email. AskRosebud with 2 D's at gmail.com. I got some conversation tools I'm going to lace you with, man. I love what you said. And I'm going to hit you. Hey, hit my email so I can hit you. I can't hit you if you don't hit my email.
I got you.
All right, for sure. Hey, 917, you just stay on 213. What's that?
Hey, Rosebo, what is the benefits of staying down when shit gets tough, when the game's testing you? Like, what's
hey,
the
bro,
reward,
bro,
man?
Stop talking. You sound like a motherfucker I've been fucking with. Tell me if you that nigga or not. Come on.
You said what?
You sound like a motherfucker been calling maybe some months ago, could be a year ago, and you had these kind of questions. And you was this motherfucker with a whole bunch of bitches. Woo, woo, woo. Is that you or not? Come on, man.
I called in the past.
Come on, man.
Like a couple.
You
I've
heard
a
what
couple
the fuck
times
I
in the past.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. You heard what I said. I didn't say nothing about you calling in the past. I'm saying you the motherfucker that used to call, give me a bunch of shit about all the bitches you got and how you doing it, woo, 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 and I used to say you was lying. Right or wrong, man?
Nah.
Okay, you're not that nigga. Go ahead.
Nah, because, like, I be out here, you feel me? Like, I'm out here in L.A., and I be, like, pressing. Bitches be, like, turning me down left to right and shit. So, like, I'm calling to see, is that the game casting me or, like, what? Like, what is it? Like, so, like, what's the benefits of keep going? Like, back
hey,
in our days, what kept
hey,
y'all going?
Hey, shut your motherfucking lying ass up. I know you that same motherfucker, you liar. Hold on. hey, Tay.
Yeah.
When I used to ride with you, nigga, when I was kind of green, and I wanted to know, how the fuck do you catch bitches, man, like you do, nigga? Fuck what you told me about your hair, nigga. I'm saying on the pivot. How did you do it? It had to be because you didn't let no deter you, right?
That's right. Just stayed out
Come
of this. Didn't expect
explain,
no for an answer.
Explain this so they can hear it coming from you.
Just stay out of bitch until a bitch submit herself. You're going to go through a bunch of no's. That's all part of it. Because every no
a
nigga gets.
Hey, hold on. Hey, hold on. See, what you said just now, stay at a bitch until a bitch submit herself, to these motherfuckers meant be at a bitch for like 2 weeks. That ain't what you were saying. You were saying
no,
stay at bitches, plural, not a bitch. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay,
you got to stay at bitches.
Hey, listen, what I'm saying is you got to keep all that in mind when you're talking. Because they listening to you as a body. And you can't be saying shit that could be misinterpreted. So you got to break it down like this, Tay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Nigga, come on. Let's do
like
it.
Like I was
here.
Saying. Oh, he's still on there? You talking to me
Who?
Or are you talking to him?
I'm talking to you.
Like I say, you got to stay at a bitch. You got to go from one to the next. First bitch say no, fuck your bitch, move on to the next one. And sooner or later, you're going to catch that bitch with that spark in the eye because you're going to see it. But you got to know how to see it. You got to be prepared to see it. You might get action
hey,
and don't even know you're getting action.
Hey, you just said something important, which I don't want you to detail too much because this is a tool for you. But how do you see that? That spark in that bitch eye. What do you look for? What do you, I mean, it's not going to be like TV where some kind of star is going to, you know, come in her eye and you see it. So how are you going to see it?
You're going to see it because you got to know what you're looking for. You got to know what to see. You got to know, like I said, you got to know when you get in action. You got to know. You got to know when you get in action.
Hey, bullet point. How do you know when you get in action? That's a bullet point for you. But what
yeah.
I'm saying, hey, but what I'm trying to get you guys to see, what I'm trying to get you to understand, everything that we're actually talking about is in your fucking face. It's right there in front of you. It's not there to make you look bad or any of that bullshit. It's there so you can see it and learn. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I ain't going to be on here, and this motherfucking Tay going to be on here. And see, he don't baby you like I do. I break shit down, and I try to get you to understand it. He expects you to understand it. Because this is some shit, this is ain't turnout 101. This is kicking game, whatever it is, kicking game of 2.0. And you got to have shit to say. Like 917, the only thing I do like about you is that you're kicking it. You know, you're expressing yourself. And you are standing up for what you believe. But what you believe is going to get your ass fucked up. But go ahead on. Keep on believing. But anyway, you got anything you want to say to these motherfuckers? Because, oh, you know what? I got so much I really still have to say. You know what? Go ahead.
But that's what
hey,
that,
wait,
that,
stop,
that, that,
stop. Stop. I want to ask you, man.
Oh.
How do these motherfuckers I mean, not necessarily 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps, but, you know, a few things that these motherfuckers got to see in themselves to really know they about what they claim they want to be about. What you think they got to have naturally?
I know they got to have a knack for catching bitches. You got to have a knack for that. You got to be good at catching bitches. You got to understand them.
Hey, do you think a person that's not good at catching bitches can learn how to catch bitches?
I think, yeah, they can.
Okay, hold on. So what I'm saying just keep going from you got to, you know how to catch bitches. Just keep going from there.
I'm saying you got to know how to catch bitches, and every time you get told no, you put that shit in your head. And you figure, okay, what I said to that bitch this time, the next bitch, I'm not gonna say that too. You got to play off a bitch's conversation. You got to be a good listener, and you got to be a good talker. You got to know when to interrupt the bitch or speak over, and you got to know when to just kick back and let her talk. It's all an art, and you develop this art day by day by staying at bitches, getting told no, staying in their face, staying in their ear. And pretty soon, you're going to master that shit.
So, to me, I would say proactive thinking requires you to make early decisions and sticking with whatever your decision is. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree. You got to be quick.
Well, let me ask you something. You agree with it, but what about it? You know, that you agree with. And the reason I'm asking you this, Tay, is because when you listen to this show again, you're going to hear all this shit, and you're going to hear how deep we trying to go. But we're not actually going that deep because, you know, you ain't ready to do that. It ain't no negative. You got to be ready because you got to know who the fuck is listening to you. And as you do this shit, you'll be able to see who's what kind of person is listening to you. And you'll have it better, man. 2 or 3, I'll see your goddamn ass. What's up?
Hey, yo, Tay, so, like, that shit didn't fuck with your ego, man, when, like, the bitches used to, like, reject you or, like, give you the cold shoulder?
No, that never happened. You got it.
Wait. Before you get any answer, 213, you're going to have to fess up to who you are, or else I'm going to X you out.
I'm telling you, like,
bro, you are the same motherfucker that used to call me from 213. I don't think it was this number, but you used to call me and you used to ask shit. And I used to explain shit to you, and you kept on explaining how you got bitches and how you do boo-boo-boo.
I called you in the past, bro, like trying to get some game from you, but like.
Wait, not right there. Are you saying you called me in the past with shit I'm talking about?
Bro, look. If I had bitches, I wouldn't be on here, bro. Like, period. Like, I'm keeping it 100. All right, like, so.
Go ahead. That's good. Go ahead. Ask Tay whatever you want to ask.
No, I just want to know, like, you feel me? Like, when bitches used to, like, give you the cold shoulders or ignore you, like, that shit didn't have you feel bitter, like, you know, like,
That's all. I expect that. That's all part of it. Because every time one say no, your head going to start, your brain going to start clicking. And you're going to say, did I say something wrong to that bitch? Did I say the wrong thing? Okay. Then I'm thinking to come back with a different spiel on the next bitch. You're going to keep trying things. Every morning, you're going to practice that spiel in the mirror. You know, you're going to do what you got to do to get a bitch's attention so you can knock her off. And that's saying something that's going to open her eyes. That's saying something that's going to open up her ears. Make them stand up like a motherfucking Doberman pinching after their cat. You got to be prepared. You got to be quick. Every time the bitch come with something, you know, you got to analyze that shit in a second and come back with something else. Bitch reject you, okay, move on to the next one. But each time you gaining more knowledge on how to catch a bitch.
I'm soaking it.
Yeah, so you know, rejection—that's all part of it. And rejection gonna make you stronger, gonna make you more hungrier. You got to be hungry for a bitch. So when you spit it out, she gonna get hungry for you.
Cause like earlier, I was at Venice Beach and I was like, every bitch and bitches is turning me down left and right. I'm not interested. Nah, you're not my type. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, so like, yeah,
that's okay.
I, man.
That's okay.
Hey,
just think of how many bitches is at the beach.
Say, I'm sorry. You wasting your time with this motherfucker. This is that same motherfucker.
Good, you think that's him, huh?
Hey, this is him, and I can't take it no more, so I ain't fucking with him. 9-7, what's up?
Yeah, like I was saying, man, I never said the bitch was square. I'm just saying, not this square, big pizza box, big ass square. He come up over here saying,
yeah, you are so boring.
I never said the bitch was square.
You're
I
really
said,
boring.
Who the fuck would a scared bitch and go to jail? That's what I'm saying. I said there's no money out there.
Hey, bro,
I'm in Manhattan beating the bars up.
Motherfucking nerve in her motherfucking ass. Every bitch is scared. Who in the fuck want to stand out there where they can go to jail?
Yeah, I never said the bitch was
scared.
That never came out of my mouth.
Hey, look, listen. Don't call no more, man. You got enough game. You know what you're talking about. Take your ass, whatever you do, what you do, and do it, man. You ain't got to impress
that's
me. Go do it. Don't tell nobody. Hang up on me right now and go do it. Don't nobody want to hear your bullshit. Please hang up. Well, you ain't got to hang up because I asked your punk ass out. 707, what's up?
What's going on, man? I wanted to share a story with y'all. And I'm going to do the short version, though, because basically dude was just, he was on the blade and he was working. And I guess he was big in that time. And next thing you know, he go to the pen, you know, for sweating a decoy. And I don't know if y'all, you know, I'm sure y'all came across.
Hey, check that out. Hold on. Check this out. I don't know what your point is, but that don't make no sense. Of course, motherfucker get cracked fucking with a decoy. But that's on the track. Motherfuckers tripping know that shit. If some motherfuckers, you know, be loose and fucking fuck with a decoy. I mean, what are you saying? I ain't saying a nigga ain't shit because he fuck with a decoy. I am saying the nigga was stupid to fuck with a decoy. That bitch got big purses. Hey, them bitches got big purses. They got all kind of shit hoes don't have. And if you know anything about hoes, your motherfucking ass don't know who you fucking with. Ain't no hoe gonna volunteer her motherfucking ass to face you. You know, unless she do it a certain kind of way. You know, they police bitches give you way too much action. And if you a sucker, not used to getting action, you gonna think you get the hell of action without thinking it's getting that truck. Hey, what you got on that?
Any bitch. But like you say, with the big purse, standing by herself, not kicking it with hoes, staying in one place, you know, one little area, just like one little radius. You can tell. You can speak to the bitch and know she the police. But you know she the police, you don't even want to speak to her. You can get a case of speaking to that bitch. You got to be aware of what a hoe and what a decoy look like. Hoes don't carry no big ass motherfucking purses. Hoes don't look like poly purebred when they on the track. They don't look like that. It's easy to be able to tell that. Now, you know, niggas that's hungry, now they going to get caught up because all they thinking about is, you know, they pimping. They just spitting it because the bitch done smiled at them or gave them action. They going to keep spitting it till they talk themselves right on in the motherfucking penitentiary.
Hey, wait.
So you know.
Hey, hold on. They going to keep spitting it. So what's going to get them is that they going to ask for some money. Or they going to try to send
right.
A bitch to do something. And what I'm saying is the bitch could be a police bitch and she going to play her hand. Oh, I don't know what to do. Whatever the fuck. And you going to tell her. Or she going to act like she a veteran bitch. Yeah, I got this money for you, motherfucker. Blah, blah, blah. And give it to you. You got to be checking all that shit. When you out about the money, you don't care.
Hey,
go ahead, man.
No, you sold them. Okay, you on the track. You hungry. You ain't got no bitches. Here's a white bitch out here. and she giving you action. She gonna say everything that she gonna say, all the right things that she thinks gonna catch you up. But them police bitches, they say too much. They say
exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Hey,
nigga. Hey,
your
phone dropped. I'm sorry.
Hey,
860, what's up?
Hey, y'all. What's going on? I don't remember what caller it was, right? But anyway, the nigga said something about how he ain't getting no bitches or whatever, right? What if it's the opposite? I ain't say that I ain't getting bitches. I just want to know, is there a difference if you, like, on some fly, pretty nigga type shit? Like, is there a difference in how you got to approach the bitches?
To be what? I don't get your question.
Right, to get at bitches,
yeah,
I'm saying,
that.
Does that affect? Say what?
Does what affect?
Like, he said, he's basically saying he's having problems with bitches. So, I don't know whatever the hell his problem is. So, I'm saying, if you a fly, pretty boy type nigga, like, does that affect the way that you have to approach the bitches and shit like that? Or is it just the same regardless of whatever the hell you look like?
Hold on, bro. I've been doing this a long time. And it sounds like you think you a fly, pretty boy. Now, I ain't saying you are. I'm just asking, are you?
I would say so. Not on some egotistical.
No,
I ain't into myself like that.
What I'm saying is, why don't you be all real,
right,
man? I think so.
Not on the bullshit.
You talking about you?
I am. I'm just not trying to talk about myself. So I guess
I guess it's fake by talking to myself.
All right, go ahead.
Listen, this is not for you to take responsibility posthumously because whoever is dead. None of this is what you're talking about is valuable except the fact that you was trying to use somebody else. Now that we know that, the only thing that's important is the facts about what you were going to ask about.
All right.
Let's go.
So ask the same question over again?
Would it be in real?
All right. So if I'm a fly, I'm a fly. I dress real good and shit. I look good and shit, obviously. And I'm basing that based off, like, I'm genetics and obviously the bitches and shit looking at me. So is there a different way that I have to approach a bitch? Say rather than, like, an average-looking type nigga, a nigga that, like, maybe not, you know, so stylish or whatever like that. He just, like,
okay,
a regular, you know, Joe Blow type nigga?
Now, let me answer it. But I'm going to answer it with a question first. Have you ever knew a person with one arm or one leg or one eye or his face burnt up and scarred? Have you ever knew a person like that?
Yeah, I know a couple people with their face burnt up and shit like that. I don't think I knew anybody with their arms.
Listen, what I'm saying is I knew dudes like that in the pimping that had hoes. Tell you, you remember one I know, don't you? Matter of fact, you fuck with him right now. Hey, what I'm saying is, what about the motherfucker with one arm that used to play pool? I forgot his fucking name.
Ronnie Dowdy.
I'm saying, have you knew motherfuckers with these fucking deficiencies that was doing the same thing that me and Shante was doing? And we ain't got no goddamn deficiency.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
That's right. Tell the truth. No. And you know what I'm saying to you, bro? It's fuck no, that shit don't mean shit. It means shit if you think it means shit. And since you the one that's handsome and you going up to bitches and they saying fuck you, you thinking something wrong with what you doing. No, something wrong with what you think. Beauty is what beauty does. And if you walk up, say some punk shit, say some shit that ain't right, bitches is laying to diss you. You understand what I'm saying, bro? They gonna diss you.
Right. Right, okay. I'm
and that's what you get You ain't saying shit right. You depending on, I guess, your looks, and the bitches can tell. And if that's the case, they ain't going.
If I could be honest, right, I'm not really getting dissed and shit. I'm getting smiled.
Hey, it's just you don't end up taking them home.
You said if I would end up taking them home?
Yeah, it's that you don't end up taking them home.
Right, so I guess, all right, you're right.
So, what I'm saying, bro, do I need to listen to all your shit before I know what the fuck you talking about?
Nah, man, you got it, man.
So what I'm saying, bro,
that's why we call y'all to talk your shit.
Listen to me, man. All
right.
What I'm saying is you need to be listening to my shit. You need to be understanding or trying to understand what the fuck I'm saying. Because I ain't going through that shit. But let me tell you something. I done been on a drought, if that's what you want to call it. Because I ain't had no bitches of weeks over.
I guess we could say that. That's exactly why
fuck you. No, you ain't agreeing with me. I ain't going with that. What I'm saying is a drought ain't shit to me. A drought is a motherfucker to you. You question yourself. You go through a dry, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? Oh my, no, that's because you're a fake motherfucker, man. I'm a motherfucker. If I go through a dry, I'll have a fucking
moment. I didn't really ask what am I doing wrong. Is there a different way that you should approach
listen,
it? And you said,
hey,
no,
bro,
that shit don't mean nothing.
Bro,
all right, go ahead.
You don't sound stupid. So, I mean, of course, we can have a conversation. And you can pick up shit during the conversation, and you can clarify what you initially said, because now you have extra information. And if you want to think you can play me like that, you can, but you can't. I'm way past that bullshit. If you thought anything you said, you would have said it first. No. Now, come on. You going to be real or not?
Nah, you're right, man. You answered the question, man. You said you answered what I asked. I asked you whatever. You said no, nigga. That shit don't mean shit. You fucking just either saying some weak shit or whatever. And I got to step my shit up, bro. That's it.
Hold up, bro. Okay, you recapped what went on, but that's just an overview. Something really went on with me and you just now. And either you woke up to it or you didn't. What you think? Before you start guessing, let me tell you, motherfucker, you be lying to yourself. You do all that goddamn shit that I be talking about that male confidence is about. You lie to yourself, you tell yourself whatever you think is the best thing for you to hear, or you hint to yourself so that you can think it, so that you don't have to face the truth. The truth is a lie. And if you want to see it, you got to fuck with all this shit you're hearing now from me. Not you got to hear
it.
No. You're hearing it. You got to fuck with it. If you this weak-ass motherfucker to believe that weak-ass shit, you need something else. And if you don't think it's confidence, then it's whatever you think it is. I think you ain't got no fucking confidence. I think you don't even think you handsome. It's just bitches think you handsome. And it fucking surprises you. Me, I think I'm Adonis. And if the bitch don't see it, you blind in one eye motherfucker and can't see out the other one? How the fuck you gonna look at me?
They call us out like you need some SWV, man. You need some SWU up under your belt, man. You need some of that SWU, man.
Hey, man, you never get enough game, man. You can't never have enough game, man.
Fuck you, bud.
Hey, I heard you get that SWU. You take sisters with voices. Hey, this motherfucking sidewalk university, a nigga coming with real fucking goddamn school-learned info. But I'm bringing it to you from the sidewalk so you can understand it.
Hey,
I ain't trying to make
you enter. You got Sage doing the sidewalk university with you, too?
No, no, I don't have to take the idea. Tate would be an instructor.
I can't defend him enough
because his life is still, you know, about what he be thinking. So that means, shit, he's able to do something else on the day that he needs to be on the radio.
I understand.
Hey, but what I want you to know, bro, is that nothing, absolutely nothing, means shit unless it's something you think. I do not give a fuck what area, what subject, however you bring it up. None of it means shit unless it's what
you
think. So
basically the same way we approach the bitches is how you approach yourself.
No, bro. It ain't about bitches. It's about you. So if you're thinking about how you approach this woman, then we could talk about it, but I could give a fuck what the bitch thinks. I ain't caring. That don't determine what I do. I determine what I do because of what I think. And once I start doing it, the bitch gonna start reacting to it, or I'm not fucking with her. Period. When I say hello, I know I want this bitch to say hello in a way that invites me to keep talking. And if that bitch don't, fuck her. I'm not going to try to talk to no bitch that I said hello to. And she said, what's up? Bitch, fuck you. I'm just saying, man. This is how you determine who you fuck with. Hey, 917, right. I ain't picking up your motherfucking ass, so you can get off. Man,
he's still there.
Hey, what's up?
You said 707?
707.
Yeah, I remember a couple shows ago, you was talking to somebody and you told him that he didn't know what an interview was, right? But then you never
interview
went into... Yeah.
Okay.
But you never went into your interview or nothing like that.
Hey, you asked me what is
the
interview?
Yeah, well, no, what's in it?
No, there's nothing in it because you don't know exactly what you're going to say in an interview because every bitch is different. As soon as that bitch starts talking, your brain is ticking. And what you're doing is picking up on what she's saying so that you can phrase something that's going, hey, man, come on, man. Goddamn, your shit is fucking. Hold on.
That ain't me.
That was him, man. But anyway, what I'm saying is you're going to be picking up on what the bitch is saying. So what I'm saying is the interview starts when the bitch start talking. Otherwise, when the bitch say something and she say, oh, I like hiking, you ain't going to say, I'm a hiker. I climbed up Mount Everest. You ain't going to say that shit. You're going to say, oh, man, you sound like a motherfucker that like to do some wild shit. And if she say, well, I do, then now you know you can get at her about some shit. But if she don't, you know, respond like that, it don't mean you can't. It just mean you got to find another way. Like me and Tay used to do. I hated this nigga. He knocked way more bitches than I did. And I used to just hate him for it. But his way of getting at a bitch worked for him. And even when I tried it, it didn't work for me. I'm not this motherfucker that can go. This motherfucker can go with whatever the fuck you say, and he gonna flip it. You know, otherwise, whatever you say, fucked up or not, this nigga gonna figure out a way to catch your motherfucker ass. Me, if it's fucked up, I don't want to talk to you. What's better? I can't say mine was best because I sure didn't have more hoes than him. And that nigga didn't have more hoes than me. It was just two different ways of seeing the same thing. And when you have that, especially with pimp niggas, you have a way of competing that irks whoever your pimp friend is. This motherfucker used to call me at 10 o'clock in the morning. I sound sleep. He said, nigga, I see why I got more hoes than you. You going to sleep today. You black motherfucker, meet me up. We on sunset now. I planned on sleeping.
Bud, and we only been home. Bud, and we only been home 2 hours.
If that, nigga. I'm saying this motherfucker called me, man. Nigga, what? Bud, you missing all the loose holes. Nigga, it's 8:15. Nigga, we just got home at 5 o'clock. Nigga, I'm in Hollywood, nigga. I didn't call. Nigga, God. Hey, I gotta get up. Cause I ain't scared to compete. This nigga ain't finna show me up. I don't give a fuck. And then I see the nigga. Bud, let's go over here to this joint, whatever, breakfast joint, where motherfucking Robert De Niro is and motherfucking whoever. Felicity Rashad, whatever, Felicia Rashad, all these motherfuckers is there. God damn, nigga. Oh, but this is how we do it, nigga. We stars, nigga. Shit, nigga. Hey, Sean. Hey, the police just to turn the red light on us. Damn, nigga, do we got any cocaine? No, nigga. And they pull up and come up to the window and say, hey, Shante, how many holes you got? This fucking nigga was saying, man, I ain't got with five of them. Nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, you police? These police used to respect this nigga. They did. The sheriff's city, not so much. But, you know, Sunset, you go past whatever street, you in Beverly Hills. So, the
Crescent Heights.
Crescent Heights, yeah. Past Crescent Heights, you in Beverly Hills. And them Beverly Hills motherfuckers would, I guess just they fucked with so many rich people, them motherfuckers would say, hey, Shante, how's it going? Hey, nigga, the police come. And then they pull up beside him. They're looking, Shante, what's going on? Shante, you fucking asshole, you motherfucker. And then they just pull right off. And before you knew it, before I knew it, they was doing that with me. Rosebud, what's going on? Rosebud, what's that? Rosebud, woo-woo. Hey, police don't care if you really pimp. They care if you do any of the other shit involved. Beat bitches up, put them on drugs, kidnap them, whatever that sex trade bullshit is. You know, if you're doing that shit, they hate you. Well, if you straight-laced pimping hoes and slamming motherfucking Rolls Royce nose, the motherfuckers pull up on your ass at the stoplight and say, hey, you better tell them bitches motherfucking sweeping at 1 o'clock. And we would call them hoes and tell them. That's because they respected us. Hey, I ain't lying, am I?
You ain't lying at all. Hey, pull over. Hey, man, get out. Get out. Let me sit in this car. Hey, let my sheriff friend sit in this car. We're talking about some ridiculous bullshit, man. You know?
Hey, them motherfuckers will pull us over and look under our hood. Look how the engine do you have.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They used to do that shit. And they knew who we were.
On Sunset.
Hey, that 917 motherfucker want to call me. And try to tell me about that. Yeah. Hey, that shit's so punk, man. I mean, you know, man, you know how we do, Tay. So, listen, man. I had a 90-minute show tonight. And we, like, 20 minutes over. So, I think, Tay, you're going to have a hell of a show. Because these motherfuckers
yeah.
want to hear this.
Your
motherfucking ass better start becoming a better fucking radio host, motherfucker.
I know
you 70, but I don't think you wear them big old ass Larry King suspenders.
No, nigga. Say, bud. I'm gonna take them pads, nigga. But nigga, as soon as I get a good fall, nigga, I'm gonna, my radio hosting gonna be a whole lot better. I done walked around this motherfucker about 20 times with this bullshit phone. That's just let a nigga know. Boy, before you start doing anything, man, your equipment gotta be in order. And that equipment is your motherfucking brain. Yeah,
hey,
man.
Nigga, straight up, man. So look, all you guys, I really like the show. I would really like more questions. But like I'm saying, my nigga, man. And you motherfuckers gotta understand, I ain't got no problem saying this nigga had game way before me. And I motherfucking soaked it all up. Not only from him, but cutting into him cut me into 10, 12, 15 other motherfuckers like him. And I was
nigga,
able to...
Bud, you soaked it up quick in the motherfucker, nigga. Like you was on speed dial, nigga.
Because I wanted it, man. Hey, Kay, listen up. You know, all you guys, listen. I really wanted it. I was fucking creaming on being a pimp before I even had pimping in me. I used to just think I was a motherfucker because I was short. You know, and you remember that song, Shorty the Pimp? Nigga, I used to walk with a limp. Tay, I'm telling you. Nigga, I used to walk with a limp. I thought I was strong. Nigga, and then I stopped and I met you, and your ass was really shorty. This nigga was 2 inches shorter than me.
Wait,
HB2's up.
Oh, what's going on? I got a question for Tay. I got to ask this question. What was that one thing that Bud did when that made you say, you know what, I'm fucking with this nigga?
Tay, somebody
that
asked
nigga.
That.
Yeah, and I told him that same story. I gave that nigga the wrong number accidentally, and that nigga saw me again. That nigga jammed me like a man straight up. And them niggas that I've been fucking with in Hollywood, them niggas hadn't, damn one of them niggas had never done that. Because them niggas fear the niggas' game. And they fear the niggas' strength. And this motherfucker barely knew me. And he jammed my motherfucking ass. And I was like, shit, this nigga right here, I'm fucking with him, man.
Hey, history. It's history now, motherfucker. Hey, we clicked and we kept trying to outdo each other. I'm talking about under no circumstances was I submitting to this nigga, and under no circumstances was this nigga submitting to me. And we fucking never hated each other about or did that. But we had different shit, you know, bitch shit sometimes. Not really, because we never fell out. Tay, we never fell out. 45 years, about a bitch.
Never,
nigga.
Never.
We fell off before because I didn't like some shit you did, but I remember this like it was. I was in motherfucking New Orleans. It was Christmas, and I told this man, my motherfucking partner, ain't even called me. Nigga, I said this shit like I was long and for my partner to call. I said, bitch, I ain't calling that motherfucker. And the bitch left the word. I called you know what? This black brother was your I don't remember. It was, but I do remember it was walking. You know? But anyway, this motherfucker started kicking it with me like nothing had happened. I said, God, ain't cool. There ain't no such thing. So, if ain't nothing happened, fuck it. Ain't nothing happened. And we, Tay, you, that was damn, that was, nigga, we didn't talk for like 9 months.
Right.
I don't know what it was, but don't tell me, nigga. I'm
going to
fall out with you again.
I don't even remember what it was.
Shit don't come between the freaks. It happened, and you got to deal with But when you got a real motherfucker you die for, you gonna go down to the third win. I recognize that shit. You got anything to say?
This motherfucking phone, man.
Do you have anything to say?
No, bud. I'm cool, man. I enjoy the show, bud. You know, I enjoy kicking with you, nigga. And I enjoy you, you know, turning me out to this motherfucking broadcasting, man. Because I love kicking this pimping. We didn't win in the 90 minutes. 90 minutes of pure motherfucking game, man. This shit precious,
that's
bud.
That's what we do, nigga. That's what we do on Thursday. That's definitely what you're going to be doing. Hey, so
like a motherfucker.
In July, the first Tuesday, I mean, excuse me, first Thursday in July, nigga, it's on you.
On and cracking, nigga. I'm with it.
All right, man. We gone. Be cool.
Later.